Psalm 51, Preface. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Now the way to become rid of sin before God is by repentance. If we acknowledge that we have transgressed against the Lord our God, and have richly deserved his wrath and both temporal and eternal punishment, nevertheless, we must not despair in our sins, imagining them greater than that they could be forgiven, but must account God's grace greater than our sin, imploring pardon and forgiveness in the name of Christ, and for the sake of his perfect obedience, atonement, and advocacy. And never doubting that God does forgive sin according to his promise, we should beseech the Holy Ghost for strength to forsake sin, to live a truly Christian and pious life in all things, to walk in the commandments of the Lord, and so to war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. This we should learn from the example of David in the 51st Psalm. David's Penitential Prayer. To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Summary. This is one of David's most excellent psalms, in which he teaches us what sin is, whence it originates, how harmful it is, and how we become rid of sin before God. Sin is inherited in the natural generation. Grapes do not grow on a hawthorn bush. The children of sinful parents cannot be angels. Born flesh of the flesh, we were the children of wrath by nature. Now it is clear that inherited sin cannot be remedied by our own works, because being of a sinful nature, all our works are tainted with sin. Alone, God's grace and forgiveness can remedy it. He must new create us by His Spirit, so that from heart and soul we can call Christ our Lord, comforting ourselves with the forgiveness of our sins in Him. Having obtained the forgiveness of sin freely for Christ's sake, and made new creatures with new powers and a right spirit, we can truly thank and praise God also in the evil day. Humble praise, David at the end describes as the true sacrifice is pleasing unto God. And he prays for the prosperity of Jerusalem, that in it such right sacrifices might continually be offered. Prayer. O God, our merciful Father, by thy holy law, do thou work in us the true knowledge of our sin, that our heart may be penitent and our soul humble before thee. Blot out our iniquities with the blood of thy Son. Cleanse our souls from the dark spots with which we have soiled them, and comfort us with the assurance of thy grace, and build thy church with us and our children, that thy name may be glorified by many thousands. Amen.